Anne Boleyn?
Bishop to Queen's Rook 5.
Knight to King's Knight 3.
Oh. Superb.
Thank you.
I've forgotten what it's like to think that fast. You should have known me in my youth.
Take as long as you need. Excuse me, Amberley.
There's really no need. She's perfectly capable of managing by herself.
Why, thank you, Doctor.
My pleasure, Mrs. Amberley. My word, you've done us proud.
How's the game going?
The Doctor is winning.
Indeed.
But I have a surprise or two he's not expecting. Ernest, you'll excuse me for a moment.
Of course.
Caroline? A word with you, please. Outside. Have you taken leave of your senses, woman? Were my instructions not sufficiently clear?
Josiah, I will not serve leftover scraps to a guest in my house.
My house? I'll thank you not to forget the fact.
I assure you there's very little possibility of that.
How much did all that food cost?
This is ridiculous.
Tell me.
He's your friend, though God alone knows why.
How dare you take the Lord's name in vain?
Josiah, I am going back in there, and I'm going to pour the coffee and serve the supper. You may do whatever you wish. It's got to be soon.
It will be.
Now then, where were we?
Ah, yes. Bishop threatens knight.
Ah.
What's your answer to that, then, eh?
Knight takes queen.
The Retired Colourman by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Bert Cools. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring George Cole as Josiah Amberley. The Retired Colourman.
Good. Excellent. You're quite sure of your facts, surely?
Mycroft, if I were content to supply you with unchecked facts, I would have done so rather sooner than this. I've spent 3.5 weeks investigating this case. 3.5 singularly unpleasant weeks.
It's hardly my fault if you decide that the best way to do the job was dressed up as an Egyptian beggar with a repulsive skin complaint and lice.
It was the only way.
Nonsense. You were simply indulging your unseemly taste for the melodramatic. Something I've been waiting for you to grow out of for the past 40 years or so.
Well, if you disapprove of my methods, why did you engage me?
After that tiresome business of the French jewels, the cabinet wouldn't hear of anyone else.
Despite your best endeavours.
There are times when even I have to bow to the wishes of the Prime Minister.
Few and far between, though they may be.
When do you expect to close the case?
Tomorrow. Wednesday, at the latest.
Excellent. Do you know yet where the hostages are being held?
I do.
Ah. Somewhere in the vicinity of Southwark, would it be?
It would.
No great distance from the home of the ex-president's former mistress, possibly.
Would you care to hazard a guess as to what they were given for breakfast?
Oh, my dear.
Mycroft, if you knew where these wretched monks were, why the devil have I been wasting my time for the past month?
3.5 weeks.
Answer the question.
You've been getting your hands dirty. You know how much you enjoy it.
Mycroft.
Where they were was obvious from the first. But we couldn't just go blundering in. We needed names, times, dates, evidence. We needed you.
Any competent investigator could have done it. Surely His Majesty's government has access to at least one.
Don't be flippant, Sherlock. And spare me the false modesty. It doesn't become you.
There's nothing false about it.
If, and I emphasize the if, someone else could have done as good a job, then you have yourself to thank.
Would you care to explain that?
I see no reason why I should, since you know perfectly well what I mean. Your example has been followed. Your methods, your innovations, have revolutionized detection. As they will continue to do in the future, Sherlock.
How long have you known?
Long enough.
Would you mind telling me how you know?
You're the one who put it in print that my powers are far greater than yours.